Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Ask the Master of the Harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out, and to cure every disease and every illness. Today we celebrate the patron of all the priests, especially working in the parish, St. John Vianney. He was a little bit late for his ordination because he is not the first class student. But finally, he succeeded to pass examination and got ordained priest. He was in his parish for 42 years. Although he is not a learned person, but he's a person full of faith and zeal for the souls. He started to just every day for hours sitting in a confessional room, hearing confession, consoling people. Years after, his parish became very flourishing. It's so true. To pass through well, not depends only on study, on intellect, but also on zeal, on our faith towards the Lord. And John Vianney gives us a good example. He's not a top scholar, but he's the one who lives every day with his people. This is what we all are called. Our sanctity is to live with our people, no matter we are family members, church members, or co-workers. We are all called to be one family. Jesus, no matter what the situation, he is more happy to be with those who are living the mutual love. He said once, "When two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst." He doesn't say two or three Christians, but two or three people with a heart, with a mutual love, then he's present. Thank Jesus to be with us. Personally, I find it very helpful because, as you know, I'm not a top student. Although I was sent to study in Rome, but not because of my study, because of the situation that by that time, Hong Kong Seminary had to close for a moment to send students outside for theology. Anyway, no matter what, we are all called to serve him, no matter as a priest, as an imam. We are all called to get with him, with Jesus, to live the gospel together, so that whatever they see us, they see Christ in us. And also most important also, to see every person we meet is Christ himself. Jesus says, whatever you do to the least, you do it to me.